Thinking Happy Thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Thinking happy thoughts. Now we think, what a mundane idea to think happy thoughts. What an extraordinary, ordinary idea it is to think happy thoughts. Our life is filled with all sorts of adventurous thoughts. Thoughts that take us into the realms of the world, into the realms of our community, our family, our personal life, our body. Our thoughts run the gamut of all the wonderful ideas that could ever pass through our mind. But what are the thoughts that we want to give attention to? What are the thoughts that bring us the greatest happiness, that bring us the greatest feeling of peace of mind, that bring us the greatest feeling of all is right with the world and I am the world? What kind of thoughts bring us that sort of an attitude? Well, thoughts of looking for joy in the world, looking for happiness in the world, and looking for peace in the world. Our greatest task in this world is when we see something that does not please us, we want to run away from it. We want to get out of there. When we see something that does not make us happy, we think, that's enough, I don't want that. I don't want that sort of an experience in my life. But yet, if we were to train ourselves, and really, it's just a matter of training, like training any talent to bring it forth. If we were to train ourselves to always look for the silver lining, my goodness, that's another mundane idea, isn't it? Look for the silver lining. If we always look for the good in every experience, if we always look for the happiness in every experience, you know, we'll find it. If we specifically, definitely, categorically look at every experience that comes into our life and call it good and very good, and then figure out why it is good and very good if we want to, or just enjoy it being good and very good. It's all a matter of how we look at our life, how we look at the world in which we live. Now, you might stub your toe and say, oh my goodness, that hurts. That's terrible. Oh, and run around feeling sad and sorry for ourselves and having a hurt toe. But if we stub our toe and then we immediately say, my toe is whole and perfect, and say it, and say it. We don't have to think of meaning it. We just say it. We don't have to think of what sort of work the law is doing to bring about a whole and perfect toe when we have stubbed it. We just say it. We say it, 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 we say it until we're blue in the face. Not irrationally, but just say it. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole, and say it articulately. Now that's a big point. We can say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, and we can gobble it up and not really mean what we're saying. We often do it with the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know, and all these wonderful things. Prayers are meaningless and valueless, and they do not get us results because we do not articulate them. We should articulate them so that our conscious mind can understand what we're saying, our subliminal thinking can adhere to what we're saying, and we can believe it. When we say something we do not articulate, we are not putting our attention in it. We are not putting our belief in it. We are not putting our confidence in it. We are not putting anything there. All we're doing is just garbling out a bunch of affirmations, and they do us very little good. But when we stub our toe and we say, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, as fast as you want, but articulate it. I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. And as you say that, your whole body responds to the fact that you're saying it is whole and perfect. Your whole body is responding to something that is a happy thought. And pay attention to this. Once you have started to say, I'm whole and perfect, your foot does not hurt. You can have this with any experience in your life where you have hurt yourself or you have caused pain in your body. The moment you articulate and begin to say with all your heart, with all of your being, with all of your awareness, thinking happy thoughts, I'm whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, then your body responds to that affirmation. Your body responds to that inspiration. Your body responds to that awareness that it is whole and perfect. It didn't know it was whole and perfect a minute ago when you stubbed your toe. But the moment you said, I am whole and perfect, now it's aware that you're whole and perfect. And it tunes into your wholeness and your perfection. And whatever pain might have been there is dissipated. It is gone. It is no longer there. You have articulated a new aspect of your being. You have articulated thinking happy thoughts and getting happy results. We are the only ones in this world who have any control over our mind and our body. Other people can cause us great distress, but only when we pay attention to that great distress are we distressed. Only when we allow their thought to enter our world, our mind, our actions, are we bothered by that thought. You say, well, if somebody runs their car into yours, that's a definite thing. That's right. But if you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in, articulate all is in divine order, that beautiful, happy thought. And your car may not be crashed, your condition may not be there, but you will be whole and perfect. And all the people involved are whole and perfect. Cars are replaceable. Things like that, they don't have to be in a crash. They don't have to be destroyed. They don't have to be, but let's start on ourselves first. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. And then, as we expand our awareness, we say, my car is whole and perfect. I surround it with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. Now, before I get in the car, as I'm getting in the car, when I'm first driving in the car, I say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. I articulate. And as I articulate this, I bring this into experience in my life. Thinking these happy thoughts, enunciating, articulating these happy thoughts, brings them into my world, brings them into my life, brings them into every experience that I might ever have. We wonder, how does an affirmation work? Oh, we've heard that question so often. How does an affirmation work? It's just a lot of gobbledygook, a lot of words. That's right. But when you take an affirmation and you articulate that affirmation, I am whole and perfect. I like me. I am independently wealthy. I am joyous. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and I am my original purity and integrity. You see, these are just affirmations. They're truths, but they're affirmations. And as I affirm them for myself, as I articulate them for myself, as I enunciate them as my reality in my life, then that's all I think about. I don't think about, I wish they were. I don't think about, wouldn't it be nice if. I only think about articulating that phrase, those words, that concept in my life, and it is so. It is very simple, it is very beautiful, it is very significant, and it is very wonderful. Now, are you ready to make a claim upon your life as to what it is you would like in your life? Would you like in your life all things to be ideal, whole, and perfect right now? Would you like that in your life? Well, if you would, then speak your word. Articulate your word. Affirm your word. Know your word is the reality of who and what you are. And really, that's all that matters. That's all that matters in any area of our life. Is to speak our word and claim, as we think happy thoughts, happy experiences happen in our life, and we live a happy world. I claim happy thoughts in my life. Do you claim happy thoughts in your life? Your world is the reflection of what you claim. Claim that today and enjoy that today, and know that that's who you are. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.